Calabasas Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Hey, Terry, it's Julie. How are you?
Hey, good, good. How are you going?
Are you all right?
Yeah. Oh, it's just been a really shit day, to be honest. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just...
I'm going to send you a hug.
No, I took all the files, like hundreds of files, all out of the filing cabinet because the floors were being redone, and I forgot that they changed the date for 2 weeks' time. Now I have to put them all back.
Sorry, that's not really very funny.
No,
but,
no, but if you saw all the files in the room and how long it took anyway, and now like I just can't find anything and it's all just a mess, you know, and then we're going paperless. Well, we're going to our new system live for next week, so they're transporting data, so I have to record everything I'm doing now to put it back in. When anyway, it's just I need five of me, and then I've had someone come in, take a stitch out, and anyway, Julie.
Oh my God, you couldn't have more of a mess than you tried.
I'm just tired, and I've cried once today, and the phones aren't working properly. I can't put a call on hold. Anyway, I've been trying to call Buddy to see how she is, and I haven't had an answer. Have you spoken to her?
No, yes, I've seen her. Yeah, no. You don't have to follow up because I follow them up all. Like I've spoken to her at 5 o'clock last night. I spoke to her at 10 o'clock last night. Spoke to her at 8 o'clock this morning.
All right.
She's had oxygen, and she's also had a light today, and she's doing so well.
Good. And how's her? There's a little dressing on.
No idea. No, it looks beautiful. Oh, she's got a bit of tape there. Tape on chin.
Oh, is it just tape? Okay. She's coming in on Monday just to have her. But it's just, I don't know, I'll be a look at her other thing. I've just put her stitches out of her chin on Monday the 28th. Are you going to come in with her then? All right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I mightn't have to. Oh, because I was trying
Carol Burke's coming in at 11. That's why I put her in at that time. So that they were together because I didn't know whether you were going to come in with Helen.
Because I had said to Buddy I thought it was Tuesday.
No, it's Monday. And I don't think there's any aesthetic patients on Tuesday.
No, there's not. No, I thought Helen was Tuesday. Rookie error.
Yeah.
No, I can work with that better.
All right.
Yeah. So what did you say? Monday, what time? 10 o'clock?
Yeah, no, it's Monday is... it's 10:45 for Buddy and 11 o'clock for Callan.
11 o'clock for Callan. Yeah, cool. All right. Is Akidak? Yeah, no, that's all excellent. Is there time for a new patient next week? A new labioplasty patient?
On the Monday, you're saying?
It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean... I suppose, they could go straight afterwards and could do 11:15. And if David went a bit over, it doesn't matter because he's operating at Linica afterwards.
Yeah.
So I think that should be absolutely fine if you wanted to
put one in. Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, that'd be great.
And then they're all there together.
Yeah.
Let me just get rid of that. Have you got their name?
Yeah, Grace O'Day.
Okay. Whoops. Hang on. I need to. So O'Day.
Do you want me to email it down to you?
And Grace. Yeah. Why don't you do that?
No, it saves you. You're just writing it on a bit of paper or putting it in the computer.
Oh, no, I'm putting it in the computer. But
I know. Well, you can keep typing then.
Yeah, I'll just add her name. Yeah, hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go away. This thing. I'll tell you what. I'm just... Escape. Nothing's working for me today. All right, here we are. So I've got first name Grace, surname O'Day. So it's O'Day.
No, DEA.
Oh, DEA, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Grace O'Day, yep. And
her phone number is 044.
Oh, yeah, because I'll send her a thing. 044.
09. 09. 09. 09. 241.
241. Lovely. Got a date of birth at all?
No, I don't. No, I've just been... Okay, she's coming down from Ballarat.
Oh,
so I've just got to... I'm sending her up a whole heap of... yeah. I know. We haven't had anyone short of Buddy close to home.
Yeah, it's quite funny.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, they're all... Yeah, they're at least 50 k's plus away from it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of driving for them, but anyway.
No, but you know what, though? I don't see, like, I haven't seen Callan. It's not worth her driving because she's been in so much pain. She's been so uncomfortable.
Oh,
Callan, but she's turned
Kirk?
The corner now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she has. Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah, no, so that's nice. How did Brie go?
She was good. Yeah.
Was she?
I think, yeah, so she seemed really happy. She's pretty much healed. I think David's just given her one more appointment for like 6 weeks' time. So he's really happy with her. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Do you want me to let you know?
Is that a horrible
bit? Do you
want
to know when that appointment is?
No, I'll just give her a comment. No. It doesn't need to be overkill.
No, okay. Yeah, and I mean, she's sort of fine now. I think she's
that's the most important bit. You know, I'm not needy to keep being in their face. I'm as needy as I need, as they need me to be.
All right.
Yes.
Cool bananas.
All
right.
So that's all good. Okay, gorgeous. Well, you keep smiling. I hope it all goes okay today.
Oh, I'm normally smiling, but I'm just, you know, you just have
those days
where things just, and then we've got this new anaesthetist who's upset one of our patients, and I'm just unbelievable. Anyway, so I've just called her and said, I don't think you should have been saying that to our patient, or that.
No, or that, or that. Yeah.
All that.
Isn't it hard?
And then she said, oh, but I didn't say that. And I thought, I know you're lying to me.
Yeah,
anyway.
Maybe you didn't, but that's how they took it, sweetheart.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Because she asked the patient how much David charges.
Oh!
But she asked me that. And I said, I'm not telling you that. That's not your business.
Does it matter?
And no. And then she asked the patient.
Yeah.
I said, how dare you ask the patient what David charges? She said, oh, I didn't. He just told me. I said, I don't think so. He told me that you asked. And, oh, no, I'd never ask that. I said, well, you asked me.
Yeah.
This is the sort of day I'm having. I'm just thinking,
oh, my God.
Hell, like,
But you know, though, but that's how a blooming anaesthetist charges.
Oh,
if he charges a lot, then I can charge a lot.
No, but he doesn't. David doesn't. That's just the thing. He's just
no. But that's how they work it out, though. That's what they. An anaesthetist is a pain in the neck. They don't have a standard rate. It's like
well,
all doctors I've worked with.
They do, and we've charged
except the cosmetic.
Rate. Yeah.
Except the cosmetic. You add your favourite number.
Yeah, it's like anyway. It's $800 an hour, and $880 cosmetic. And that's what she agreed to, and that's what we've quoted, and then she's asking him for more, and because David might go over, and I said, but he doesn't go over, so anyway.
No, that's what I mean, is they just go there, and they think they've got room to ask for more.
And I just said, sorry. And then...
Go away.
Go away, exactly. Anyway.
Okay, well, you keep smiling, and I'll see you Monday. I'll bring coffee.
Yeah. Oh, you don't need to bring coffee. It's all right because we're at Brighton. So, although actually, both coffee machines are blown up here now. They're in the cupboard. I think I've just become a tea drinker.
Oh, lordy! And a red wine, I hope, or bubbles.
Yeah. Well, I'm drinking way too much of that. That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. It's all medicinal.
Can I just say something else too? Like last Tuesday when you got upset with me because I told you that the payment hadn't come through. Now, that upsets me, Julie, because that's my job. Like, I have to, part of my job is the accounting, and I have to make sure that all the funds are where they should be before the surgery. So I'm going to always let you know if it's not there, okay?
And I'm always going to get it there too, is because I can't do any more, any quicker than I can than the patient does.
No, but if the patient doesn't, they just won't have their surgery, and that's
But in her case, though, it's extenuating circumstances.
I know.
You know, with her being away on holidays, I did as best as I could, and she with how she did it.
Because what I'd normally do with her, like I would have just called her on the morning, got her to pay by credit card over the phone because it's just a small amount, and done it that way. rather.
No, but we've done it. It's only now, and I'm happy to have changed because it works better for everyone, is because prior to that Easter break with the couple that we've got outstanding now, we've always paid the week after. And that's how we've always paid. But happy to do it pre.
Yeah.
But there's got to be, with her, there is, you know, she was an extenuating circumstance and I knew she would come forward with it. But it's just how it is. And the worst part too was that we had a couple in all my life pull out at the last minute that we've never had before.
Yeah.
So
no,
I understand there's just, it's finding the spot that we need to be with it and understand that, you know, I'm doing the best I can with the patients.
Sorry. Hello, could I give you a call back, please?
Oh, no, you speak to them. I'll go. You call them.
Okay, darling. Okay.
Yes, okay. Speak soon. Bye. Yep, look forward to it.